We are live. I will name this podcast later. 80, right? Episode 80, bitch.
We are out of the 70s.
Yes, finally. Let me turn my mic down a little bit. You know what I mean? Episode number 80. I am your host, Joe Budden. Across from me, I have Rory Lanez. To my right, I have Maul.
Yeah.
And we in this bitch, man. You know what I mean? How's everyone feeling on this beautiful evening? Yeah?
I'm wonderful.
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great.
Yeah, I'm actually in a really good mood for some reason.
Got my man Mac in the building. What up, Mac? Yo, you know what I mean? Yo.
Superhero himself.
Yo, me and Sin are we love Mac and are amazed by him. As I was telling Sin, why you can't fight niggas like that? You got to shoot him. Because I said to Sin, the last nigga that I lost a fight to was 18 and big with muscles. Right? These young niggas don't get tired. So now, as me and Sin are having this conversation, Mac is doing every dance move in the world. This is at the crib. He did one dance move where it was just him punching somebody. See, I said that right there.
Wait, did you see the Michael Phelps pool workout he was doing on Sunday?
Dog, I missed some of that. But dog,
so he was doing laps in the pool.
I want to know what
dance. Not regular swimming.
Yeah, but that's cool, niggas.
Like breaststroke, the butterfly.
I want to know what dance it was where you just are punching somebody. That was the one that said, yep, he got to get shot. He ain't fighting no nigga that can do that for an hour.
Nah.
Fuck out of here. All right, so we are in this bitch. Hope everybody had a great week. Every time I think the week starts out really slow, they pick it up and give me so much to discuss. Shout out to the Giants. We won a game that I didn't think we would win.
That y'all shouldn't have, but it counts.
Let me tell you something, and I didn't want to start with football. What did we want to start with again?
Hank Luzer.
So let me just get this out the way, because every time I say we'll get back to sports, we never do, by the way.
Absolutely not.
So I want to get my Giants talk out of the way real quick. So last year when the Giants lost at least 6 games in the last 45 seconds of the fourth quarter, real Giants fans, we knew what that was. Like, we already knew that we would lose those games because real Giants fans and Knicks fans know that we ain't shit, right? So this game against the Cowboys, I walked away from the TV with a minute left, like I always do. And they won. They won the fucking game.
So stop watching Giants games.
No.
Maybe they'll be all right.
No, I can't. I watched the game. But Jesus, if we had a Victor Cruz touchdown, how do we feel about it? We're not excited. I'm the only one excited.
It's New York sports, man.
They look good.
You know how it goes.
They look good.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, they did.
They did. I'm so glad that I don't have to look at Ruben Randle anymore.
I still think the Giants going to win that conference, though. I know I don't sound too confident.
The division?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the division.
I don't know. I'm not going to jump out there. The Cowboys will still be all right. I think the Redskins, they lost, right? Yeah, they got smacked.
Yeah, they did.
The Steelers got them the fuck out of here when your man started Antonio Brown try to be the best gay receiver.
Listen, man, getting Odell the fuck out of here.
No, well, let's get back to that. So we'll start with Henny Palooza.
Yeah, which Mac was a good segue there, because I found out that Mac was a dancer at Henny Palooza. Because I've never seen someone Millie rock so athletically in my life.
That nigga got a good niggas with good Millie rocks, man.
Yo, backstage, it was shoulder to shoulder. Nobody can move. This motherfucker is just Millie rocking through everybody.
Because who's going to tell him to stop? Who's going to say, yo, dude, pardon me? Yeah, right. Not I. Go, I'm just going to pardon myself while you Millie rock everywhere.
So you came to Henny Palooza.
I came. Henny Palooza was in Coney Island. I haven't been to Coney Island. It's been a long time since I've been to Coney Island. It's easily over 15, 20 years.
It's not quite gentrified yet. It's still Coney Island, but they're trying. They're redoing a lot of stuff on the boardwalk.
Are they trying?
Yeah.
Still look like the same old Coney Island to me.
They're starting with the boardwalk. The projects are still there. It's still Coney Island.
The projects will always be there. I don't think they're going anywhere.
I don't know if the projects will always be there. Well, in Coney Island, they're not gentrifying Coney Island.
I see what they're trying to do, though.
They're
trying to give it a facelift.
Would you think they were going to gentrify Bed-Stuy 10 years ago?
Right.
And now it's like the most expensive place to live in New York.
Really?
Well, Brooklyn is now, more expensive than the city.
Yeah.
Why do people, outside of the culture, why do people like to live in Brooklyn?
They think it's cool.
Because of the culture.
Because of the culture,
that's
right?
That's exactly what.
Trendy.
That's why Harlem is on the, their next up. Because of culture. So much culture there.
Who the fuck said Harlem is next, though? You want to try?
It is.
I don't even know if it's next. Somewhere. I think it's already arrived.
Yeah, they've been started with Harlem.
Yeah, like, yeah. They want to change it to North Manhattan. They don't even want to call it Harlem anymore.
It's not Harlem no more, nigga.
Well, they call it, some realtors call Bed-Stuy like Stuyvesant Heights, or yeah, like East Williamsburg.
They're trying to change the name of Harlem to North Manhattan.
They changed South Bronx to like SoBro or some shit. They really trying to get people to go into these neighborhoods that sound bad.
Where are y'all learning this at? Stuyvesant Heights?
Yeah. Where we read. We're readers.
I heard of North Manhattan.
Yeah.
I'm horrible. Never saying North Manhattan.
Never.
Ever.
Never say North Manhattan.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, North Manhattan. All right, so yeah, Henny Palooza, as soon as I get out of my vehicle. Now, mind you, all week long, Rory has been half-heartedly trolling me by asking me to do Fire or Pump It Up at Henny Palooza. He was trying to say because Just Blaze was DJing, it would be the perfect time to do that. I didn't know if he were serious.
Well,
or if he were joking.
I was always joking before, because you've been to the ones in L.A. and New York, and I was joking then. But I was really like, just as there, it would make sense.
He's a little persistent about this joke. So, I mean, I don't know. But I ignored him and said, no, get the fuck out of here.
You're so jaded. I like Pump It Up.
I like Pump It Up, too. Just why am I doing it for people that weren't born that are drunk off Hennessy?
Because it's a classic record.
I like doing Pump It Up in front of drunk white people.
I have seen you do that in front of drunk white people.
It's much more
fun. They thoroughly enjoy it.
I
think you can do anything in front of drunk white people, and they'll love it. Drunk white people just love the fact that they're alive. Like, they take pride in the fact that they're still alive and they're not asleep.
That they're still alive.
Yeah, they just get happy. Like, you got to be around drunk white people. It's the best thing.
No, the right drunk white people are great.
It's the greatest experience.
Drunk black people, I don't have that same.
No, you don't.
Sorry.
You don't want to be around no drunk black
reverse
people.
Reverse racism, in effect. Yeah.
No, I'm cool.
So
Henny Palooza, drunk.
Henny Palooza. I'm the only nigga at Henny Palooza upset that people are drunk. But, okay, I get out of my vehicle, right? Who do I see? Rory's the first face that I see because he was kind enough to reserve me a spot where, whatever. So I see Rory, my friend. I'm happy to see him. He right away starts with his shit. Yo. Well, so what do you say? Come on, you jump in here.
I have a great fucking story for you. So shortly before, I did the same thing for Just Blaze. I got a text. I said, Just, I got a parking spot for you. So Just comes up in his fucking Lambo. And the moment he comes around that corner, I said, did he drive to Brooklyn? If he hit a pothole, that's like 10 grand off rip. So he parks.
I'm just grateful he didn't ride his bike. Like, Just to do some shit like that. That nigga pull right up on the bike.
So he, at this point, Mr. C is on the set at Henny Palooza. It's outdoors, so you can hear the music from the parking lot of where Just was parking. Moment he steps out of his Lambo, Maul was right there. Literally the moment his foot hits the pavement, it says, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hove.
H to the O.
So Just.
I used to move snowflakes, but you can't even just say half of that.
Right.
You got to kind of just
so
keep
just,
going.
So Just looks a little annoyed. He was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, not even really that bad. Then immediately, it got like halfway through Jay's verse, puts on I Really Mean It, Dipset. And Just is like, all right, what the fuck? Then Flip Side comes on. Then Oh Boy comes on. I am now chasing Just Blaze down 15th Street in Coney Island. Just might have ran a 4-4 down 15th Street.
Just isn't chasing.
Yeah, he was pretty upset.
So he must have been. Nah. Maul was right there.
He was pretty upset.
He was living.
Yeah. He was pretty
so
upset.
He must have been to that venue before because he knew exactly where the backstage gate was. Like, I was chasing him.
I think Just Blaze probably has been to that venue before. He probably helped build it.
Right.
He's a fucking architect in his spare time or some shit.
So he runs right past security. They're screaming at me because I'm still trying to fucking chase Usain Blaze over there. Mm-hmm. And he runs up on stage and just grabs Mr. C's shoulder and goes, yo, what the fuck? And Mr. C goes, well, I heard you were late. He said, what the fuck does it have to do with any of my records?
So he was trying to be Just Blaze because Just Blaze was late. I guess, right?
It was a little bit of a riff.
Well, I was on Mr. C's side in this story until Flip Side. You can't play Flip Side.
Because DJs don't normally play that record. Anyway, so now it's like you're looking for every Just record at that point.
Well, no, I think DJs play that record.
Yeah, but if you go from...
Nah, in Just's defense, it was literally like back to back to back, and it was in a short amount of time. Like,
yeah,
it was a specific
Just Blaze record.
No, if I have to name five Just Blaze records... Oh, I hate doing this with them all around our whole five thing. If I have to name five Just Blaze records that I play at a party today, I think Flipside might be one of them.
Yeah, but you don't play five Just Blaze records like that knowing Just Blaze is DJing next.
Yeah, and I really mean it. I really mean it. And Flipside, I can see him not being too mad at PSA because I'm sure he's been in.
No, he got out of the car and was just like,
before. PSA is like a
record. That's a common occurrence for him. I'm positive.
No, it was the order. Like, in his walk just gradually got faster and faster until he was dead sprinting down 15th Street.
So as Rory is telling me this story, who walks up right behind him? Just Blaze. So then Just starts emphatically telling me this story.
Just finishes the story
right?
for me.
And then he ended it. I thought he was just telling me the story. So I'm into it. I'm like, yeah, word, that's crazy. We joking and shit. And then he says, so I need you to do me a favor. Oh, man, if there's one sentence that I hate, it's, yo, I need you to do me a favor.
It just says, yo, I've never asked you for a favor. You have asked me for some favors, and I have delivered. And Joe goes, yo, what fucking favor you ever did for me? And then I got quiet, and I said, your career? Possibly.
I mean, that was pretty funny. That was funny. Just was instrumental in starting my career, I guess. I mean, yeah. A Jace. Yeah. Maybe.
The nerve of him to ask for a one verse at a party you're
Just
yet.
Blaze asked me to perform Pump It Up because Pump It Up, you have to play Pump It Up. And it was in this moment, this very moment. No, actually, not that moment. It was the moment where I actually did it because I did it. Spoiler alert. Wait, let me rewind in my story. Just Blaze asked me to go do Pump It Up. I don't even want to be at Henny Palooza, number one. I certainly don't want to be there to perform on a stage. I want to just be there in a cut somewhere, chilling, minding my business, complaining about shit. That's when I'm in my happiest state. So once he says, yo, I never asked you for nothing, it got in my brain how I interpreted that was, uh-oh, now I can't say no. Mm-hmm. He's just pulled an industry move on me.
You have no idea how happy I was when he said that exact line.
And if I say no now, I have lost my Just Blaze card, and I'm going to need my Just Blaze card at some point.
I think that's a good card to have.
So I did it. I did it, and shockingly, it wasn't that bad.
I didn't even get to see it.
It wasn't that bad, but it was in that very moment that I finished, and I'm watching all these young, drunk people really have a good time, that Lo came up to me, and he said, still goes off, and you still get paid from it, I bet. And I said, you know what? People got to start calling me a one-smash wonder. Because Pump It Up is not a hit. Pump It Up is a smash.
Pump It Up is a big record.
No, Pump It Up is a smash. It's a smash.
I agree.
And in our world, it's timeless. I think that'll always ring off in that set
Pump
at a
it
party.
Pump It Up is a record that you can play anywhere where there's a group of people partying.
Yeah.
You can play it at sporting events. You can play it at...
Forever. That's kind of hard that I did that.
You played on a cruise ship and white people won't be offended. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you make records like that, you can play your record on a cruise ship.
Wait, so Pump It Up is a Flow Rider record?
Yeah, like you got a nice record, man.
That
like
is nobody, kind of Flow Rider ish before there was a Flow Rider.
It is.
Yo, you know what I was thinking about? Because I follow Flow Rider. Have we ever seen Flow Rider interact with other rappers?
At the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning.
No, really. I'm talking about when he blew. I like that shit about him.
Nah.
But Pitbull is the same way. I haven't seen Pitbull wear a pair of jeans in about 6 years. Once he went full Cuban and put the suit on,
he
started making those smash records, them soccer stadium records.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I'm never going back to that. Never.
But people don't really remember Pitbull as...
I know. I do.
I know. Yeah, but I'm saying Flo Rida, though.
Right. He's not that far removed.
That's hard. I love that. I love the fact that nigga, and he skips all, like, Flo Rida puts out records. It skips all the people that talk shit about people.
Right.
Right? Y'all don't know it exists.
Right.
He makes all the money in the universe.
Right.
And just stays in Miami, fucks all the bitches, and is in his own bubble. That shit is hard. That's great.
I saw Flo Rida walk in Starlitz, and nobody knew who he was. I was like, that's dope.
Were we together?
Yeah.
We were together, right?
Were.
I think I got Flo Rida's phone number.
Yeah, I said, that's dope. He had about four chicks with him.
Yeah, that Flo Rida card might be better than the Just Blaze card.
Yeah.
Can I ever make a record where I need a Flo Rida feature? Because my the records I make don't skip the people that... they're going to hear that motherfucker.
Word. But see, now the thing is, if you make a Flo Rida record, you cannot come back. Like, you have to, you're going to jump in that lane,
you got to go full retard.
Once you
on that
go,
one.
You have to go full retard. That's it. There's no coming back.
You know what's funny?
And that's what he did.
On another podcast, maybe we'll debate. I don't think that the line between records that I have made and Flo Rida records is blurred too much. I think it can be in the same ballpark. Like, if I think of Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the Jersey Club type shit. Yeah.
I think anything Jersey Club, you could kind of.
Yeah, because it comes from house music, mm-hmm. which is universal to that world.
You know, Ian called me two nights ago and said, as we're prepping for the release of By Law, Rage in the Machine, you can pre-order it right now on iTunes, by the way. He calls me as we're prepping for By Law to be released, and he says, so what do you think about a Flex remix with Young M.A.?
A Flex remix with Young M.A.?
Yo, Ian don't even speak like that, but he looks like he should speak like that.
Ian is my short Jewish manager who sends a million emails a day. We'll put you on hold to email. You can hear it typing and clicking. And after you say something, he has to repeat it in email form. So as soon as he said that, I thought to myself, let me get out of my brain because I'd be wrong and crazy sometimes. Let's put the Young Dyke Girl. It just didn't make sense to me. I told Ian to stop. Oh, Young M.A. performed at Hennypalooza.
She did. And she came with, I was nervous at first because I saw how many people were backstage. And I knew she was coming with 15 people. They told me 15, so I was thinking it was going to be 30. She came with around 15 of the nicest fucking guys in the world. Super great team. She was awesome. I think she did her hit record like three times because it just continued to go off.
It worked. It worked every time.
And this is no disrespect to Push, Wale, or Ty Dolla, or anyone we've had perform at Hennypalooza.
Disrespect. Disrespect is coming.
Young M.A. was by far the best performance we've ever had.
Really?
By far.
She has the biggest record right now.
That was amazing. The whole vibe changed. It was already high, and then it got even higher. No disrespect, but...
That record is hard. That record's hard.
I like her demeanor. Like, I was watching her at the event. Like backstage.
That's what I'm saying. I like everyone around her. I like how they move.
I like her demeanor.
They're a good group of people.
She might be if she can keep making.
Hopefully she can continue, right?
Yeah.
I like that I get New York from her.
Yeah.
I do.
DOD.
Yeah, I get New York from her. So so what else happened? Anything else happened at Hennypalooza that I need to address or discuss?
Quickly, I will say, Ice came with me to the after party. It was the official after party, but it wasn't something we threw. A party asked us to host a floor on their boat. All the other people had fucking that Oxcore DJ shit that I hate when you're at a real party. We were the only floor that had real DJs. So naturally, everyone came to our floor, and it got pretty rowdy pretty quick. I think we got five songs in, and Chris said, "Break the fucking boat" over the mic, and pieces of the ceiling just continued to fall down.
Way to go, Chris. Wait, great fucking job.
It was supposed to dock at 4 a.m. They turned around at 2:15.
Well, glad to see.
But it was amazing.
Glad to see the good people at Hennypalooza are still ruining merchandise wherever they go. Shout out to Lowe. Shout out to Cam. Shout out to Chris and all the people that participated in that. Shout out to Ravy. Hey, Ravy. Shout out to Deani.
Shout out to Deani, man.
Them all is a fucking
I just shout out to Deanna.
But we shouted her out already.
I wanted to shout out.
Oh my God. Maude had the same reaction that people have when they see Deanna because she's an attractive
no,
woman.
No, she just looked like she was really handling business. That's all.
Oh my God. I'm off. I'm not paying
Maude. Let's move the fuck on.
I'm not paying Maude anymore.
All right, man.
So what else?
Shout out DJ Miss Milan.
What else happened that was really important? No, but you know what? That's actually a pretty good segue into all of that Kanye display shit, only because of the complexion debate that they were having whenever he said that he wanted multiracial women.
No,
Deani is a brown skinned, very attractive woman. So Kanye had a bunch of black girls up there, and then people felt stupid for the fake outrage. I want to get fake outrage the fuck out of here so bad. Like, who created fake outrage?
Well, there's a platform where you can see yourself talk before you even think.
Yeah, little fucking fucktards. But, all right, so how do we... Yo, I had a blast laughing at the girls kill themselves in them hills.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the best thing in the world.
Somebody should have put the Walk It Out song over that one girl that could not walk in heels. She hit the whole walk it out down that, whatever the fuck, runway you call it.
me and Sin would just kept playing that part and just making different captions. I was like, fucking, when you tell her she can't spend the night. Bitch, wobbling, drunk to the Uber. Yeah. Oh, it was so much fun watching that.
I think they don't at fashion events like that, I don't think the models, they prep them for, like, shoes. I think they just have a bunch of shit backstage, and they, like, put those on. Even if they don't fit, like, you have to wear, just throw them on and get back in line. Like,
and I also think Kanye's not probably the easiest to deal with his scattered brain.
He probably should, but he probably should have had a conversation with the girl that he's trying to get to wear the weird heels that you can't walk in.
Right.
I mean, that just sounds like it would be.
Well, I want to know, like, when she put them on and took the first step before the runway, was it okay? When did it happen that she couldn't walk in them?
Yeah, she knew it was going to be
did
bad.
Did y'all see the chick that just took the fucking heels off on the runway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kanye saw it too. She won't be back.
she's definitely 100%
she's
not
she's
coming back.
She's fucking out of there. She won't be back.
As opposed to the clip that went viral with Young Thug fixing the. I ain't gonna lie, man. Young Thug might be winning me over, man. I gotta say it, man.
I fuck with Thug.
I ain't gonna lie. I like Young Thug. What's the name of Young Thug's hive? I might want to be
Thugger
there.
Thugger Hive, I think.
Is it Thugger Hive?
It's probably Thugger Hive.
I've never heard that.
Well, it's Jeffrey now, right? Isn't he Jeffrey?
Yes, he's the artist formerly known as Young Thug.
So it's probably Jeffrey.
Hey, you Young Thug fans out there, tweet me the name of his hive. I don't know if I've ever heard of Thugger Hive.
I think it's Thugger Hive.
Or Jeffrey Hive. Anyway, whatever it is, I might want to be down.
Are you such a
fucking dick rider. Jesus.
So does that mean you're going to wear a dress to you and Sin's wedding?
No, that is not what that means. But I'm not even mad at him no more for all that shit. Like, go ahead, nigga. Put away dresses. hey, you like it. I love it, man. That clip of him fixing his model's attire with a blunt in his mouth was just hard. I'm a fan of back in the days where photographers captured iconic hip-hop moments, and because of technology, we don't really see that or get that anymore. So that brought me back there, so I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm fucking with Thugger. Yep, I am. Tweet me, name is Hive. I went in. What else?
That's a good transition to Travis. Travis is publishing.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Travis Scott's publishing?
He sold all his publishing, we don't fact check on here.
He did what?
He sold all of
his publishing to Universal. And there was a whole press release that someone from Universal put out about how big of a Travis fan they are and how they've been trying to fuck with him for all these years. And so, yeah, he sold all of his publishing.
Why would he do that? Is it like something that he's trying to get out of a deal?
They made it sound like it was a partnership, but the deal didn't sound like it was a partnership. It sounded like, hey, take all my publishing, we'll push your music more. That's what I got out of that Billboard article.
Where's Travis signed to?
He's been signed to T.I. in Epic, last I checked.
Huh?
He was on Grand Hustle. He always thought he was good music, but T.I. was the first person to sign him.
But is he on Grand Hustle right now?
I believe so.
Yo, Tip Quiet is kept, man.
Yeah.
That Grand Hustle imprint has been behind some shit that got some traction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why Travis Scott would be selling all of his publishing.
Yeah, that doesn't make any
sense. That sounded weird. It sounded weird that it was announced.
Yeah, I was very confused.
Yeah, everything about this is weird. And for those of you who really don't know too much about publishing, and I don't blame you because I didn't know much either until I was 21 and went to Leo Cohen and said, hey, so I have this record deal, but until my album comes out, how do rappers make money? And that's when Leo Cohen explained publishing to me, right? So artists don't normally sell all of their publishing. Normally, even if you do a publishing deal, it's for a percentage.
Unless maybe you signed a Puffy, but other than that, no.
Why would someone so successful sell all of their publishing?
And someone that's an artist that doesn't need that machine.
That's what I was going to say.
They're not that type of artist.
A label doesn't have to push Travis Scott.
You're not a pop star.
Yeah, but the people on the publishing side of Universal and the label side aren't even the same. So what do you What are you just going to do the deal there and hope that they put? I don't get it. I don't get anything about it. I don't understand. Yeah. I would like for someone to explain it.
Someone tweet us and explain that. Maybe
no, please don't. Please don't tweet me because
you just asked for Thugger Hive to tweet you
with the name of his hive. I would still like to know the name of his hive. Not with. I don't want Twitter hitting me about publishing and how it works.
No, not how it works. How this deal worked.
Yeah, that's not yo, no. Let me tell you what I think.
Yeah, no. No, that's not what I meant.
I know people like to go to Twitter for information. It's fun sometimes. And I'm not really looking for publishing info from you guys, but thanks.
Right. So with that publishing deal, I guess they'll do something with streaming, but Tidal lost $28 million this year.
That's some more that I'm unclear about. I don't know how that occurs.
Well, I think...
I don't know enough about streaming.
The thing with them is their competition is Apple and Google, which has... marketing dollars out the ass, but the subscribers match up to that. The subscribers for Tidal don't match up to the marketing dollars that are being spent, so naturally you're going to be in the red because they're keeping up with Apple and Google and their Tidal. They're
marketed pretty well, though.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, they say that that's a loss, but how much of that is really a loss?
Do you think, did Tidal or Apple have more exclusives this past year? I'm including videos, I'm including singles.
I don't know because it's...
I think Tidal did.
Tidal might have had more.
And Tidal has to pay for those.
Right.
That's out of pocket. And I don't know how many people just signed up for that 3-month trial and then canceled it just to get the Nicki and Beyonce video.
Because is that what people do?
Yeah. They get the 3-month trial.
So which is the number one streaming service?
Apple? Or Spotify would probably be close. Mm.
I don't think Spotify's in the same ballpark with Apple. Apple and that built-in audience,
well,
man.
Spotify was the first big one. Yeah. I mean, if you count Pandora, it's a different type of streaming. But Spotify was like what Apple kind of took their blueprint from.
Apple Records,
just happens to own everyone's soul, so we went with it.
Apple Records and Jimmy Iovine are fucking luring people over there with that built-in audience shit. How do you compete? How can you compete with that? With such a large, as soon as I
sell your publishing to Universal,
that's a horrible idea. Travis, call me, baby. Call me. Listen, I don't know what Yes Jules done told Travis.
I don't know what Yes Jules
You just gotta give the vibes over to publishing, bro.
Give the vibes.
You don't need publishing, you need vibes.
I want to hear a conversation between Travis Scott and Yes Jules. I swear to God, I do. There's certain things I wish for in the universe, and this is how petty my brain is, right? Hey, and shout out to Yes Jules, friend of the show. She's been on this show and she's doing real big things out there. Listen, this is really petty. If I could do one like superpower, I think it would be to have access to every chick's group chat.
Why?
Do you know the type of stupidity that is going on in bitches' group chats?
All types of shit going on in the group and female.
I don't know if I want to go outside if I had access to that information. I'd be terrified.
Think that's my point. Think of some of the women you know.
I think it'd ruin my life.
Now think of their friends and now put them in a chat. Oh my God, I would love to do that.
Yeah, you probably truly don't know someone until you look at the group chat.
Oh
so we'll probably never know 99% of the people that we deal with.
Because this is my theory here. You know the same way that women have shit about them that is probably difficult for a lot of men to tolerate. Women feel like that about women too. So I think all that shit manifests right there in a group chat. I think that friends are beefing, fighting, arguing over being Eskimo wives. I think all the real shit happens in the woman group chat because in men group chats, it ain't shit but niggas just dissing each other the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, but it's in good fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Women's like, are like passive-aggressive compliments that are really insults.
Oh, I'm dying to see it. Please, I want to be a part. I wish we had some type of technology, a way where chicks would just send us screenshots to their group chat.
When they start beefing with all those bitches, they'll start sending them. Just find an angry, bitter woman.
But how did we even start talking about fucking group chat? That was me on a tangent again.
You wanting a superpower. I think it started from Yes Jules and Travis Scott.
You wanted to hear a conversation between
No, I'm off of Yes Jules.
Well, that was the transition.
No, I was about to talk about something else, and now, fuck, man, my memory in my old age is deceiving me. It's treat me bad. It's treat me bad. Come on, Rory, be a fucking help me out here.
I tried. That's what put you on that tangent.
Travis Scott, who taught him?
No, I don't care about what I was talking about anymore. I'm trying to figure out where I was going.
Speaking into people,
Young Pussy is ruining my life. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God.
I ain't keeping a buck, man. This is horrible.
Would you and Sin still be together if you looked in a group chat? What's your? Of course, you can't prove it.
Of course, we would. Number one.
Okay, your real answer now.
Yeah. If I looked in her group chat, I don't think she's in there. Would she be with me? So, I mean, what the fuck is she wilding about?
Women always pose that question that if you were to leave your phone alone with your girlfriend for 24 hours, would you still be with them? I think if you left your group chat with us, we would not be with y'all.
I got other tricks and ways of finding out. Now, I don't touch people's phone. I don't play the phone game and don't touch mine because that's going to introduce new problems into this relationship. But there are some ways. That little search icon, if you just type in some keywords in there, oh, yeah, bitch, dirt coming up. Go ahead and just type babe. So type babe. Type love. Darling, meat, anything like that.
You said meat. Shit's,
yeah, meat. Let's meet. Meet me. No, not that meat. Like, no.
Type wet in your girl's.
Oh, my God. No, see. Yeah,
just type the word wet.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes. I just don't need to know, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, Mario Winans head ass.
I just, I don't need to know.
Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Is you that like I'm also hurt? That
too? Oh, don't do it.
Because he's typed wet into the inbox before.
I don't do that. I don't play with chicks' phones.
You've never been in a bitch phone ever.
I don't think I have any ever? Friends that
no. Well, no, you have to have a girl.
No,
first.
No, I've never done that. I don't. I just because I feel like if I have to do that, then it's, you know what I mean. Like,
I agree.
We don't need to be fucking with each other like that. I will never go through a girl's phone. I will never do that.
I love when niggas start talking about what they'll never do.
No, I will. That I will never do.
But how do you know that?
Because there's no reason for it. Like, if I feel like I need to do, why am I doing it? Number one.
All right, so let me tell you what I think goes through the minds of these people. These people normally have a theory, and they're looking to fact check their theory. So when
what theory is that, though?
I don't know that their bitch is wilding.
Okay, so my point is, if I feel like my bitch is wilding, she's out? Not my bitch. Yeah.
Oh my God!
If I feel like my bitch
well, I'm
is
not
wilding.
That extreme, but
if I feel like my girl is, out
I was
here,
with the therapy. Former.
Don't listen. If I feel like my girl is out here, fucking talking to other dudes and having sex conversations with other niggas, she's not my girl anymore. If I feel like that,
just based off you feeling it, you can't prove it. You haven't had a conversation.
Because if I feel it, it has to be a reason why I feel it. Like she
that has, ain't true. Niggas just feel shit sometimes.
Nah, man. If you feel like your girl is texting other dudes some wild shit and dudes is texting her some wild shit, like, it's like, what are you doing?
If your girl's a bartender, she's 100% texting niggas wild shit.
But girls, but bartenders have two phones, though.
Can we rest in peace to star tenders yet?
It's all,
over,
they're
right?
They're all at Aces now.
Nah, it's over. They've disbanded. It's over.
They don't need it anymore. Stars.
Why you don't need it?
Why do the star tenders need to work at Starlets or be bartenders anymore?
There used to be unity with them. Yeah, now it's all spread out. It's very individual.
They created a brand, and they built themselves
the
up.
The dream team broke
up. Created Bernice, and then they all got mad. And
they all got their little, you know.
I would like to see a VH1 behind the scenes on the star tenders.
Oh, my God.
Number one.
Though that almost happened with them chicks down in Miami.
Yo, you know what
that
what I just found out? Bartenders go to their jobs and their days off to see which one of their clients are cheating on them with other bartenders, like tipping other bartenders. Did y'all know that?
Cheating?
No.
Yeah, they do that.
No.
Yes.
I don't think they're going there for that purpose.
Yes.
What do you mean to see what one of them
do?
I wish a bartender fucking would come up to me.
Oh, no, bartenders
are,
they're brave now, man. This is what they're doing.
You bitches don't get the fuck.
I'm just listening, man. This is what they're doing.
I don't even know how to react to that information.
Listen, you know I already made a case that you started this whole bartender shit anyway.
We got that
which
part.
I think we proved.
Are we rest in peace, Taz Angels?
That's what I was talking about, the chicks that were selling pussy in Miami.
I think the feds.
They were supposed
to
get a reality show. Yeah, the feds definitely had a wire.
Rest in peace, them.
In Taz's crib.
Oh,
with
man.
With no furniture. Where'd they put the wire?
They got the Taz?
In the G-string.
Oh, man. Which one of them bitches was wired up?
Listen. They had no furniture or lamps to put a wire in, so who knows?
But one of them was real cute. One of them, well, actually, two of them was real cute, in my humble opinion. But one of them, the real cute one, is out in Spain popping it.
Yeah.
Good for them, man.
Oh, I'm the only nigga that know that, huh?
You might have been. Oh, you taught me something just now.
No, it's on Instagram. Okay, you gotta get all my shit from Instagram. Yeah. I don't have any prior history.
I didn't want to be brought up in the case for conspiracy, so I unfollowed when that happened.
I unfollowed them the second that I saw them in Griffin. They looked like 15-year-old girls clubbing. I think I spoke about it on the podcast.
They are. They're young anyway, though, those girls.
Yeah, it's one thing to be young, it's one thing to look young, and it's one thing to act young. They had the full package of young. they bought the
triple threat.
They bought the premium young package.
Yeah, when and had not, all things. They're not shaking that ass. You got to look at them and you start assessing them differently. Like, oh yeah.
So speaking of shaking that ass.
Shake that ass.
That's a wild fucking. That's a wild transition. But is Antonio Brown trying to steal the thunder from Odell, man?
Listen, I just. There's no reason for you to be doing that. To be twerking.
Do you see the two trends that are happening in football right now? One being great with the kneeling at the national anthem, and then you flip the coin and there's a battle of gayness happening in the end zone.
Why did he do that?
There's a battle of gayness happening in the end zone. It's crazy.
And that's a wild place for the battle of gayness to be occurring, by the way, in the end zone. That's just wild. Why did he do that?
Listen, man.
Why? I don't want to see men twerking, but I feel like I'm too old to critique that because that's like a new generation thing.
is men twerking in the end zone?
Yeah. Well, no, men twerking fucking period. I don't know.
Yeah. Antonio Brown really went in the end zone and said, "You mind if I wild out and then pass the football to the ref?"
Shit, did he get fined?
He got a penalty.
He got fined.
Wait, that's the crazy part. You've got a flag to twerk. I feel like Odell only want to score to dance. I don't even think he in the game trying to get touchdowns. That nigga's in the game like, when I get in that end zone, I'm going to kill him with this move. And that nigga got it planned out.
Of course.
He didn't score last game either.
No, he didn't.
Yo, my fantasy team is so trash.
Oh, you're doing 2-a-days right now to make sure you get in that end zone. Yeah, I mopped you up this week. What was it, 140-12?
I love niggas like him. A.J. Green had 70 points for him, so now he's just...
Beat you. It wasn't just A.J.
You significantly beat me because A.J. Green had fucking 70 points.
Well, was he on my team and did the points count?
Yeah.
So you got mopped up.
That is true. My team is trash, dog.
Yeah, your team is type trash.
It's 1 week, man. It's week one.
Ezekiel Elliott, who they gassed up. You never want to listen to all these people that they gassed up, even though I do think he's going to have a real good year. Ezekiel Elliott got me 0. Rob Gronkowski got hurt. Those are my first two picks with the number 7 pick in a 10-man snake draft. It didn't bode well for me. So we'll see how next week goes. Carson Palmer was my quarterback. He didn't really, you know.
He wasn't too bad.
Steve Smith, Sr. Who else is on my team?
I'm still waiting for Jamal Charles to get healthy.
Golden Tate is on my team. I mean, not bad people, but Jesus, my team is trash. When is Jamal Charles ever healthy?
Shit. They said 1 week. Now it's 2. It'll probably be 3. But my running back core is not too bad, so I'm not too upset that I took him.
So listen, when the Giants took Olivier, they picked him up. When the Giants took that O-lineman and then the Rams took Todd Gurley immediately after, I didn't know how to feel, right?
Was it a Steph Curry-Knicks situation?
No, Steph Curry's like one of the greatest at something.
I don't want to sound like a hater, but I don't think Todd Gurley going to have that great of a year. But
so that's what I'm getting to. What I'm getting to right now. Todd Gurley had that monster year last year.
Absolutely.
Behind an O-line that was decent. I wouldn't call him like studs over there at the Rams, right? So then I was kind of mad when he had that breakout year. So after they got zipped, and I heard when Mike and Mike was talking about their possessions, it was punt, 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 interception, punt, punt, punt. It was just nasty to watch, right? So then I got to thinking, wow, is Todd Gurley going to have a bad year? Like, I thought he was one of those people that I thought was like, he looked like a machine last year. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff that he did. Mm-hmm. It was very Adrian Peterson-esque, and that's my next question I want to ask you, niggas. I want to ask y'all where Adrian Peterson ranks on the all-time running back list to y'all that you've ever seen.
Might have the same thing. But continue with Todd Gurley. Because he has to step up because their quarterback situation over there is all fucked. Their number one pick is the third string, and the other two ain't performing that well. I mean, I know it's been one game, but even through preseason, they wasn't all that good.
Tavon Austin I thought would be something.
He got a nice contract this year. He better be.
He's pretty fast.
OD.
Fucking. But they need to let the kid play. Wentz, Carson Wentz is Philly, right? The Eagles. Yeah, Wentz is Philly. Well, who's the Rams' number one guy? Didn't they have the number one fucking pick?
Yeah, the fucking kid.
So why is
the
he
young
not,
kid.
Why is
he's
he not,
third string. He's not even second string.
Yeah, I know, but they want to protect the kid. They thought it was too early. He may not be ready or whatever. I don't know, but they need to do something. They should let the kid play, the quarterback. It's not like they're any good now. But let me get off the Rams. Running backs, talk to me. Tell me, where does Adrian Peterson rank for you guys?
Top 10 for me.
Because he's another nigga that's, like, not human.
Yeah. What season is he on now?
I have no idea. I know he's around my age.
That's not true. He's not that fucking old.
That nigga been playing a long time.
He's got to be like
maybe
33.
9 years maybe, I think.
He's probably 32 or 33.
That would be my guess.
To be able to play like that. This whole Kaepernick sitting down thing is making me hate people that have nothing to do with Kaepernick sitting down. For real, I found out I didn't know Richard Sherman was All Lives Matter.
I didn't know that either. Since when?
Since
it's odd that him and Cam Newton have gone that route when they were really targeted in their career for that specific reason of being black.
Cam is All Lives Matter.
Cam went from I'm a black quarterback, deal with it. I'm in the end zone dancing. I'm whatever.
So I want to keep my sponsorship money. Let me put these tap dance shoes on real quick and do what Masa says.
Right.
That bothers me. And I'm indifferent on it because I don't know if that's enough reason for me to dislike someone that they're All Lives Matter.
Well, I mean, we're also asking football players to articulate themselves correctly, and things can get misconstrued. And I'm not saying that's the case with Cam, but it's still should be brought to the table.
Yeah, but to me, all of these athletes coming out with this All Lives Matter shit.
Jerry Rice is All Lives Matter, too.
I know. Randy Moss has been better than Jerry Rice.
I agree with you 100% on that.
We got to start shitting on niggas.
Wait.
Yo, Randy can come back today.
Y'all feel like Randy Moss is better than Jerry Rice?
I do, but I'm young.
I could make the argument. I won't, but I'm prepared to make the argument just because I like to argue.
I think Randy Moss is more athletic. That's about it. I don't think he's a better
receiver. He's a freak of fucking nature.
Jerry Rice.
Yo, you know what? Niggas got to stop with this Jerry Rice shit, man. Tell me the quarterbacks that Randy Moss had throw to him throughout his career.
Dante Culpepper, Tom Brady.
Nah, some more. There's some bums
two,
in there.
Two good quarterbacks.
There might be some bums in there somewhere.
This thing well, had, fuck, Jerry Rice had two of the greatest ever.
On, Joe Montana and Steve Young, man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not a knock to Jerry Rice.
Nothing that you say. I'm only going to shit on Jerry Rice because he's All Lives Matter. On Twitter, no matter how great you are and no matter what you've accomplished, they're getting you the fuck out of here when you're All Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Who did they get in?
Wasn't there a little AI situation with All Lives Matter too? I don't know if he came out and directly said that, but there was something where they was trying to get him the fuck out of here.
AI did an interview, but and a piece was taken of what he said that painted him to be All Lives Matter, but he wasn't.
Well, Wayne is All Lives Matter now, today, if you saw that clip with Skip's knockoff fucking First Take show.
What do y'all think about that show?
Him and, was it Shannon?
It's Shannon Sharp, right?
Yeah.
I only saw
I've seen half of one episode. Can't even call it.
I can't call it yet.
I have to live with it.
I think Shannon Sharp is a really educated guy, though.
He is.
And I think that I don't see how he would be bad for a show like that, but.
All right, you got to watch the show and get back to me then.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What time is it on again?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but the name of their show, Undisputed, I think is the
I
name
think
of
that
it.
Is it yeah.
Their Twitter account every morning posts like every clip from the hot takes that they discussed. So I haven't actually seen the show. I'm just watching it on my phone like I watch everything else. And yeah, Jesus.
Well, yeah, Wayne, that was the big talk today with the All Lives Matter. He didn't come out and directly say that, but he did say
he said racism doesn't exist.
He said he's never experienced racism in his entire life. He's never seen it or been part of it. And he says he doesn't think it exists because when he looks out in the shows, it's nothing but white kids.
Hey, listen, I mean, you know, don't know.
Huh?
I kind of find that kind of hard that someone that is from New Orleans and was probably heavily involved with Hurricane Katrina after it happened thinks that he's never been a part of racism.
And someone that went to trial for a gun charge with these lawyers and DAs and everything
was very much targeted in New York.
I 100% think that Wayne has experienced racism. Now,
just check his mentions, and I'm sure you could find something in 30 seconds.
Now, how aware he is of it, that may be a different. But why did this news come out? Why did he say this?
Skip, well, he was on with Skip and Shannon Sharp.
When they asked him?
And they asked him, they
and
said.
And that was the answer?
Because they were talking about the Colin Kaepernick thing of him on his, during the national anthem, and then it just went into that. And it was almost like, Wayne, all right, if you think that way, just shut up, because he, went in. It wasn't like he said it and then moved on. It was like it was like when someone has the opposite and, really wants to talk about it. But it was, dog, it was bad. Like, he could have shut up, 15 times in the middle of it.
People are not
he just kept
to
digging
lose
himself.
Whatever. It's a bold move. It's a bold move to speak out against some shit like that. But
what is Wayne losing if he goes against it?
I don't know, but I'm sure that he has a lot. And I'm sure he has endorsements.
I was trying to think if he did at this moment.
I'm sure he does. What happened to his truck fit shit? Came and went. It's over.
I mean,
I'm sure Wayne is getting his money from somewhere.
Bitches are sucking dick for it, apparently. So maybe the feds shut that down, too.
I was very happy that designer didn't do whatever the fuck they
I told y'all
for.
That in the morning, and you berated me for it.
Yeah, because you don't try to ruin our good group chat.
No,
joke.
No, y'all called me the feds when I was on the opposite side. Because
you are the feds, nigga.
Designers DJ Q is one of my close friends, and he...
Which makes you the feds.
But they were the ones arrested.
You're still the feds. I don't know why.
They were the ones arrested.
Why do people keep trying to just know? It's them. You're the feds, my nigga. Jesus. So they said designer pointed a gun. I don't know.
It was all bullshit. They didn't find. There was no fucking drugs in there. It was all dropped. It was all bullshit.
He looked really excited to come out of jail.
When is he not excited? You could only imagine him coming out of jail. Have you ever seen him sad or even remotely just not into it?
I like designer.
I love him. I think he's great.
You like designer more?
Nah. A Jace.
Why? He's a kid.
He's 2 for 2 with records for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for him. A young black kid doing this thing. I mean, I'm happy for him. I don't know if I like him. I don't know if that's for me.
Mac, how you feel about designer? I know you fuck with Timmy Turner and...
He got a whole dance routine to both them records.
Mo, you don't fuck with what's Designer's first record?
Panda.
Panda. You don't fuck with Panda?
Yeah, it was cool. I like that record.
It was cool.
I like it.
I saw that nigga perform Panda 50 times, and the shit got better every time. South by Southwest.
I like Panda. I like it.
Oh, that's right. We did see him at South by.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that nigga.
He bodied that shit.
Yeah, 50 times. You know how hard it is to perform something 50
Young
times?
Young Ma did it at fucking Henny Palooza.
No, she did not.
She did 3 times.
Designer. I'm all right, let me stop embellishing and exaggerating for a second here. He easily did that record over 10 times with a live panda on the stage. Yep, that happened. And I hated that song until I saw it there.
Wait. He had a real panda on the stage?
Well, no.
Oh, I was about to say I love him. Now I love him.
No, he had a dude in a panda outfit, a mascot, but it was big. Yeah. It was huge. I don't know, man. These kids, I don't know. I'm starting to just take to energy. This little young, youthful, vibrant fucking energy.
Man, when does Meek's
tape drop? Because he gave us the energy the whole time. Remember I said we do miss Meek because I want to hear that energy? Mm-hmm. The other young kids are bringing that energy.
Well, I think with his Dream Chaser Force has been on the way for months, but I think his pending charges and court cases have stopped it. So you have to think about the circumstances he's been in and why he can't deliver music.
Oh, yeah, because they said some wild stupid shit, right?
They've been fucking with him, OD.
Oh, man, because that's what
happens. I'm not even going to blame that on Meek.
No, me either. Me either. Trust me. I've been... When you're in the grips of the law and they have you, they just have you and you at their mercy. It's very unfortunate. Rap shit aside, we don't wish that on anybody.
Absolutely not.
Anybody at all, especially people that are trying to live right and do the right thing. But October is a busy release month. I don't know why people enjoy October so much.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I feel like that died. Remember, I feel like the mystique of the fourth quarter release died and is non-existent.
Obviously, it's still alive, man.
No, 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 that's not true. Because the fourth quarter naturally was always reserved for your A-tier artists.
Right.
Nigga, I'm coming in the fourth, and I mean, Mickey Fax is dropping in the fourth, and fucking Mac Miller's dropping in the fourth.
Well, he does numbers all the time.
Yeah, no, he does.
I have never heard a Mickey Fax record. Let me just put that out there.
He had a great car commercial. No, Mickey can rap.
I've never heard a Mickey Fax record.
I'm only talking shit
because he cleaned you up.
That's not a knock to Mickey. I've never heard a Mickey Fax record.
Well, where would you hear a Mickey Fax record?
Online. Like the rest of the world.
You've never clicked on one, is what you're saying.
I don't think I've ever seen the link for one.
Have you ever heard him rap?
I've heard him rap. I heard the diss that he did to you. That was like the
so
most.
So that's a Mickey Fax song.
Yeah, but that's not a, you know, that's like a diss record. It's not really. I know he can rap. I mean, I know he can rap. I know he has bars. But I've never sat down and really taken in like a record that he's made.
Who survived that freshman class? Who was on that cover? Because I think that started. I know there was covers before of XXL Freshman, but I think that was the one that like really popped off the popularity of that cover. Asher Roth was on it. Charles Hamilton was on it. Mickey Fax was on it.
Oh man!
I know I'm missing
all these.
Wale was on it.
Bunch of dead niggas.
There you go.
Wale.
Well, that's who won.
Wale's not Wale dead. Survived it.
That's who won.
What is Asher Roth doing?
He's doing a lot of independent stuff.
He's actually, he's got a...
No, he tours
he's
nonstop.
He's got a fan base.
Oh, huge fan base.
Yeah, he's got a big fan base.
No, he's doing just fine. He's
and who else did you name? Charles Hamilton.
There who, was a, they set him up. They set
fighting
him up.
Of him recently, last year or so.
They set him up to come back, and it kind of felt like they were really going to try, and then it just died down. Because that kid is talented. He just gets in his own way, I think.
What does he do to get in his own way?
Get snuffed by females on YouTube. I guess.
Who hasn't gotten snuffed by a female?
On YouTube?
Word. During a rap battle?
During a rap. First of all, you're battling. First of all, that whole shit. Like, just listen to that situation, dog. Why are you battling this girl? Like, what?
And wasn't the girl it's Mary J's niece or some shit?
It was
shit?
A stepdaughter, I think. Shit,
man. Yeah, it's this story.
No, but and it was his girl. Like, he was fucking her.
It was his girl. Like, this gets bad.
Why are you battling your girl?
She really had an abortion for
him. Corey Guns was also on that cover.
Like, and he said that.
And he was trying to get smacked.
Yeah, that's what stung.
Nah, he kind of killed her, too. Like, he bodied her and then got smacked.
But then he got smacked and tried to keep feeling like, oh, yo.
He said, oh, yo, you smacked
me,
though.
He tried to go in. He tried to stay in artist mode.
Word.
Like, dog, if you don't put your hand up and grab this girl or something.
Oh,
no, he did
man.
Say, oh, you smacked me, though, and tried to, yeah, tried to get his bearings.
Yeah, like, dude, listen, the battle is over. The battle has
she
come
won,
to an
bro.
End. I don't know if you know, but when you get hit in a battle, the battle is over. That's it. It's over.
Who won?
She did.
Clearly.
We never heard from him.
Clearly, she won.
I like Charles Hamilton too, man.
I did too.
He's a good kid.
It's a lot. It's a couple of dudes that I liked, and they just kind of just.
I
never...
think you have a lot in common with Charles Hamilton.
I
know you'll
cared
disagree
about what you think.
But
on this here podcast. You go. Yeah, because who even says that? Tell me what I have in common with Charles Hamilton. Let me hear.
You have a large fan base that's centered around the internet. I think your personal lives are in your music.
How many albums Charles Hamilton put out?
Albums? I don't know, but a million mixtapes.
All right, so...
Known probably to the general public for one record.
What record would that be from Charles Hamilton?
Brooklyn Girls.
Rory, this is the worst parallel I've ever heard in my life.
I don't think it is. And I think a lot of people agree.
All right, so let's go through it. Pump It Up in Brooklyn Girls.
No, I'm not comparing the two hits. Did you hear what... People generally know them for one record. I didn't say what was a better record or a larger record.
Okay. Charles Hamilton has no sales history. So retailers...
I'm saying you guys
as
artists.
Nobody
I'm not
is gonna,
comparing your sales.
Well, what do we have in common? If he's never put a project out, I have a sales history with retailers. If his biggest song is a small song, and my biggest song that people know me from is a big... But what do we have in common?
Do you want me to do the list again?
I just disagree with the list.
I think speaking about mental health is heavily involved in his music.
That's true. We share in that.
I think being vocal and insensitive to things that people misconstrued. He did a lot of.
I'm not rolling. You the feds again. I don't know what's happening.
Right You're now. The feds.
Y'all got a lot of talent,
man. Yeah, I don't know what's happening right now. These niggas got the whole backstory on Charles Hamilton. First of all, who even has that? Shout out to Charles Hamilton, though.
I will say that Rory just taught me a lot about Charles Hamilton. I will say that.
That was all from my remembrance from 09.
I appreciate that, Rory. That was dope. Because I definitely didn't know that much about Charles Hamilton.
You still don't know too much about Charles Hamilton.
I'm thankful
for
that.
Well, he was the blog. He was like the first blog rapper, I think, that was heavily blogged.
Yeah, I remember that. That I do remember.
For Young. See, huh? You're going to get offended.
No, he was not the first blog rapper.
One of the first people. Yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
That was heavily, his whole career was based off a blog.
When did Charles Hamilton come out?
09. He was built on that shit, though. You were not built on that. You fell into it very early.
I get what he's
saying. He was built on that shit. His first introduction was on blogs.
It like not, many people before him, if we're in 2009,
2008,
when was the blog born?
Can't be much earlier than 2008, 2007.
I mean, before that, it was like Lil Brother and Questlove were the only ones blogging.
Questlove was early on the blog game. He was early in the blog game.
Yeah.
I can't even pretend to know too much about Charles Hamilton's inception.
Yeah, that's what I said. I appreciate that. I didn't know
I just like
about
to argue shit.
I know. And you completely tried to change my argument, as you always do. But no, I didn't try to change your argument.
I just disagreed like I always
there's
do.
A few, there's a quite a few rappers that I thought at one point were going to like pop off and never did. And I'm kind of like, you think about it like, damn, what happened to him? Like, he was dope. Like, Ali Vegas to me was like, I thought he was going to be the next one.
I could see people thinking that. There was a small group of people that
thought that. Yeah, Ali Vegas to me was like,
Ali Vegas was fucking with Un.
I think so, yeah.
Ali Vegas at one point was fucking with Un.
And then
somebody gave him the stamp.
And then something with that Rich Soil shit with Lamar Odom, and then I don't know what happened after that.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he had that Rich Soil. Him and Lamar Odom had that Rich Soil imprint together.
Oh yeah, I guess that is right.
And after that, it was like, I asked LO about that one time after a game. I'm like, man, what's up, Ali? He's like, yo, man, he chilling. You know when a nigga just say, yo, he chilling, it's like, you don't know where
he working.
Yeah, like, you don't know where Ali Vegas is at.
Yeah. I want to know where Red Cafe is.
Well, I mean, Red Cafe is still like, doing shit, isn't he? I feel like I just heard a Red Cafe record.
He always comes around every now and then with a good local hit.
No, I mean, I want to know where he is. Like, I want to see him. We haven't seen Red Cafe.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
In a minute. Vado. I ain't seen. I'd like to talk to Vado.
I just heard a record from him like a few weeks ago that he put out.
Is he still with Khaled?
Or was that dead? I think so. I think he is. I think he is still We the Best. I think he is.
Gotta try to get out of that one, Vado.
It seemed like a great move at the time.
Yeah, it did. I don't know what happened. I got to call Vado and just kick it with him, man. See what's going on.
I'm telling you, man. Oh, man.
I like.
Well, his manager went to jail. Mendices was the manager, right?
Yeah. So maybe that has something to do with.
No. I see y'all trying.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to my nigga in a minute. Yeah, I gotta hit him up, man, and see what's going on. Yeah. I did like that new record. I think it's called Crazy. I like that record, though. I saw on his Instagram, and I clicked on it. And
yeah, but the last record he put out, I liked a lot, but that was a while ago, and I don't remember the name of it. I liked that record a lot, and then it was just no follow-up to it. I like Vado. Vado's always one of the people that I'm really happy to see whenever I see him, just because his energy and spirit, Vado is hilarious. Damn, hip-hop is whack now. It's been a whack summer in hip-hop. Wait, summer's over.
It's over, man.
Yeah.
This was the summer of hip hop?
Yeah.
And it was set up.
Boo.
It was set up like it was going to be so dope.
Oh, boo. I'm booing that if this is the summer that we had in hip hop.
Yeah.
What was the song of the summer?
To me, and like actually out when you go to parties, was the Chance record.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
To
you
me, that was.
Whose record? Chance, the rapper?
You wanna.
Yeah. Oh. Problems.
That record's hard.
That shit goes up at parties.
Yeah, that shit's hard.
Yeah, I mean, we thought like All the Way Up remix was gonna last, but that lasted a week.
All the Way Up might be the record of the summer.
Like, I think it came out so much earlier than the summer, and I think the remix was set up to make sure it stayed around for the summer, and it just didn't. But it's still a great record. I mean, it still goes up in the summertime.
Yeah, I feel like it its peak was before.
Oh, shit, Young M.A.
I'm not rolling.
In New York?
I'm talking about period, though. Like the song. Is there a song? Normally we have a song that can be identified.
Like, look, we struggling to find out what the song is.
Which is horrible.
Like, usually it's a unanimous, that was the record of the summer.
Like, Panda came out before the summertime.
Well before the summer.
Oh, yeah, because we was at South by Southwest and he did it 50 times. That's crazy. Oh, man.
I feel like we missing it. I don't know. I feel like we just struggling. I feel like there's a definitive song of the summer and we not.
Nah. Definitive?
Yeah.
What has a dance to it?
Everything has a dance to it.
All right, I don't fucking know. If this was the summer of hip-hop...
Yeah, Chance No Problems is what I'm rolling with.
It's over, man. It's over. It's over.
Well...
Hip-hop is just over now because it missed the summer?
I missed Love & Hip-Hop last week. I have to see what Safari and Fetty Wap are doing. I still have
to say that I think Safari is absolutely out of his mind.
You say that.
No, for real. Like,
are you caught up? You saw the last episode?
I don't ever want to see any. I've seen enough. That one episode where I sat in your house and watched that episode with you, his new girl name is Nikki. That's absolutely crazy to me.
And the clip
I would never want to even meet and shake the hand of another Nikki in my life if I was Safari.
Yo, no, and did you see what she said in the confession? Because I watched one episode of his crib. This bitch said in the confessional, he just loved boss bitches named Nikki, I guess.
What? Yeah, she did say that.
So she put herself on the same platform as Nicki Minaj. Basically.
She did.
Yo, listen, Safari's absolutely... Then I seen him on his, you know, what's that segment joke called when you by yourself?
The confessional.
The confessional. He's in the confessional with, I don't know if it's fur, mink, rabbit, whatever it is. He has this animal on his back with no shirt on and coconut oil all over him. And he's talking.
Yo,
and,
he's just a Jamaican from Brooklyn, man.
Nah.
That's just who he is, bro.
That little story that Amal just told is extra funny because your confessional outfit, they keep it. They keep it.
Thank God they kept yours.
So he keeps coming back putting that on.
Yeah, so I wonder if the oil is like
it's just a jacket and it's oil in a bag in a
because they don't let if whatever oil it is they're not gonna let you take it.
So I just hate when New York dudes are on TV and look absolutely crazy. That really bothers me because I feel like people already think that New York niggas is corny.
That's true.
I hate that. And then they put
when did that start?
When did people start thinking New York niggas mm-hmm. was corny?
When New York niggas started getting corny. I don't fucking know.
That's recent.
That shit is crazy.
Nah, everything goes back to the New York arrogance. Like, niggas want New York niggas to be corny.
Yeah.
Let's be clear, because normally, anytime a New York nigga go out of town, the bitches is fucking with the New York
That's
niggas.
What I'm saying. Anytime you go out of town, say you're from New York, all the bitches flock to you, which makes me think everyone else is corny and we're not.
Well, everybody thinks everybody's corny, first of all.
Like, well, I'm corny, so I can't.
Everybody's corny, but I just hate that. Like, I hate seeing New York dudes that corny. I understand. I know dudes from New York that are corny. Like, let me get that clear.
Yeah, but how many West Indians from New York they act like that? Now, I'm not saying corny, but they act the way Safari acts in general.
Nah, man.
But listen to this
shit
now.
Is different. But Maul,
time out, because you and I really enjoyed the way that Safari handled his breakup.
No, I enjoyed that. No. I said he's a he wasn't like bashing at first. Like he wasn't throwing no shots back. He was taking a lot of hits on the chin. And he was just yo, listen, I'm not going there. Da, da. I respected that.
Yeah,
but this new Safari, he's on a new Safari right now. Like he's on a whole new Safari right now. Like this, he's up there with a animal on his back with oil on. And he's talking about, Safari Abadman, da-da. Like, come on. What are you doing? And your new girl name is Nikki.
Well, first of all, do we think that...
I mean, you know that's a story.
I wouldn't even want myself depicted in that way with a girl named Nikki. I wouldn't even be in a scene with a girl named Nikki.
Where does Safari rank on the list of corny loving hip-hop gentlemen?
Wait, before y'all say that, though, Safari's actually a pretty cool dude.
No, that's why I don't understand that.
He's a cool dude.
Because I'm like, dog, I feel like that's so forced, what he's doing right there. Well, like, he's doing that's so forced to me. It's like, though, because I've met him a couple times. He's a cool dude.
That's what I want to call Rosa Coaster and say the same thing. I said, baby, why are you living like that?
The cameras is on, so they feel like they got to just be extra with their character. They got to try to, I don't know, but he looks nuts. That, let me put that out there.
I think I know Rosa Coaster well enough, and that's not that well, but I think I know her well enough to just be on record as saying she is not dating Nicki and entertaining threesomes with Safari. No. In there. Everything about that sounds nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, are you saying Love and Hip Hop is scripted?
You know what? You know what's funny about that question? You don't know if certain parts of Love and Hip Hop are scripted. Because sometimes I know people who script themselves to Love and Hip Hop.
I'm not saying it's all Mona. So these bitches are coming up with stories in their head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'd be shocked. A lot of the people, and I see them on Twitter sometimes, a lot of the people that fucking reality TV shame have been at those meetings fucking with some constructed fucking stories. So, I mean, I get it. The limelight is powerful. Attention, the drug is strong. I understand it. But, nothing that I did was fake on Love and Hip Hop, so just a different time. So I want to hear your list of corny people. I like this list.
Oh, on Love and Hip Hop? Stevie J is amazing, but he's still on that wild list. Let me not say corny list. Let me say wild list of people that you just look at in disbelief on that fucking show.
Oh, Stevie J and Peter Guns.
Because all the corny people, I probably can't remember their name.
I will say this.
I can see their faces.
And me and Sin are really excited to see Love and Hip Hop New York come back on. This is going to be amazing.
Who's on it?
Juelz and Kimbella.
Juelz and Kimbella, okay.
Yep, got my viewership.
Listen, Kimbella is the OG and has the greatest moment in Love and Hip Hop history ever was that fucking massive fight.
With her and Erica?
Yeah.
It was her and Erica, right?
I think so. No, not the one that was outside. It was inside.
You talking about?
Oh, her and Jim's girl.
Chrissy?
Yeah.
Wait, was Kimbella the one that Chrissy beat up? No.
No.
I remember her with her fucking ass out on the floor.
Chrissy and Kimbella's
cool. Yeah, no.
It was Kimbella.
Season one when Chrissy beat up some girl. I don't remember who the girl was. It wasn't Samaya. Chrissy beat the shit out of some girl. Damn, we should find that out.
Was Love and Hip Hop when Jim Jones ran down on Samaya's manager?
Yeah,
that was the first season.
That was hilarious.
No, I thought that was season two.
Yeah, was it?
Samaya wasn't in the attic for season one. She was in the attic for season two, I thought. Yeah.
No. She wait. So where was she for season one?
If
she
I don't started think she was off,
Samaya wasn't in season one.
Okay.
She started
it
off
like
in the
Chrissy,
attic.
Chrissy, Emily. Okay.
Yeah, this
Olivia.
Is when Emily was there.
Okay. So yeah.
So that was very early.
Yeah, season two.
Yandy was the manager still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know who Chrissy beat up.
Kimbella was in that fight because I remember she ended up with her whole skirt up and ass out on the floor.
Why do you remember that part so well? You fucking freak. Because
it was a great fight.
Yeah,
I bet. It was a great fight.
I still want to know why Fetty Wap is on Love and Hip Hop.
His baby mother's on Love and Hip Hop.
So what?
There could be a deal. You do this for me and I won't fucking rape you in court.
I take that deal.
And he has some history with baby mothers, so it's not like he's new to this. He knows what's going to happen.
I would take that deal if I was him. All right, so I'm done asking why Fetty Wap is on Love and Hip Hop. Just that plausible scenario is enough for my brain.
And I wouldn't put it past that girl.
Is there anything that we're really excited about coming up? Nah, I'm not
really.
Coming up, basketball season's on the way.
I mean, we're excited about that.
Yeah.
We still got a few weeks. We still got a few weeks for that.
I'm excited to see if Twitter can pay off Nelly's debt he owes to the IRS.
I think that is the fakest shit in the world.
You think it's fake?
Yes. I think it's genius, but I think it's fake.
Well, who put this story out?
Not Nelly.
I don't know who, but I think it's genius. And I think a few more other rappers are going to follow suit.
Why do you think that's a conspiracy happening?
Nelly is the smartest person in the world.
Why do I think that's happening?
Yeah.
You don't think that no other rapper is going to do that? Or no other artist is going to do what just happened to Nelly?
Tell me what happened to him.
Well, something came out that he needs this amount of streams to pay off the IRS, and the internet just got behind him because I guess the internet still loves Nelly, and they said, "Fuck it, let's help Nelly out."
Mm.
They were having Nelly Hot in Here listening parties where they played it.
They was having
50
listening
times.
Parties.
And so, set new playlists.
Oh, wait a minute.
If you think that,
oh man, where's my phone?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
So if you think that that's not about to start becoming a thing. You got life twisted.
Oh, see? Oh, I got it. All right. So we the, all right. So wait, you don't think he owes money to the IRS at all?
I'm not saying he doesn't. Or he does. I'm just saying.
Because I thought that stream joke came from just the story about Nelly owed a lot of money to the IRS.
I haven't seen anything where Nelly said that.
Where Nelly said, I owe money to the IRS?
Yeah.
Well, why the fuck would he be saying that?
I don't know if he'd tweet that out.
All right. So that's what I'm saying. So I think that somebody in his camp, somebody was like, listen, man, let's just try this.
And if so, that's a great idea.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I want to give them that much credit because that's amazing.
I'm just saying, whoever came up with that, that's crazy.
I forgot who was the outlet actually tweeted it out. They added up how many streams it would take to pay off the entire thing. That didn't come from the original report. It was two different outlets.
First of all, I don't care how many Nelly streaming parties you have. That was a 9-digit number that I saw.
Yeah, no, I was in the millions.
I don't even know how to. Yeah, I didn't know how to say the number.
The stream was well over
that stream
million.
Number was.
Listen, man, the power of the internet is real. It can happen. They can get to. They can hit that number.
Man,
don't get it twisted.
You're right. They could
hit that number.
I don't know if that number is getting hit. I would have to hear Hot in Here right now from somewhere, a nearby window, to believe that it's happening.
Right.
No, people were tweeting. They were screenshotting their phone listening to Hot in Here.
Oh man, the impact of Twitter is overrated sometimes. Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, I'm not excited about shit else coming or happening.
Ice is not here, luckily, because it's Tupac's anniversary of his death.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Today. September 13th, well, 14th. It'll be 14th.
Wait, is that why Ice isn't here?
Yeah.
No, it's not why Ice
isn't here. What the fuck is wrong with Ice, man? What the fuck he going through? Nah, I'm not doing no podcast. You know, Pac died this day, this how many years ago. You know, nah, just chill.
I don't even really fuck with him like that.
Don't hit my phone.
We're going to end this podcast, right? But I just want both of you to know our secret conversation that we were having in the back of my house when I was trying to get named 50 rappers better than rapper A.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get?
I'm at about 40 now because I added Mace.
Mm-hmm. I saw Mace yesterday, by the way.
Where did you see Mace?
He was at Sweet 36. Mind you, it was like 15 people in there, 11 of which were my friend, and Mace and Ja Rule came into an empty bar.
Mace and Ja Rule walked into the bar together?
No, but they dapped each other, but they just both happened to be there.
That is the epitome of a random night in New York City.
Dog. My man Zeke was DJing and said, shout out to Mace and Ja Rule in the building. And mind you, that usually works when it's super packed, but I looked around. I said I could see the whole building, and then I turned around and saw Mace on the second floor and Ja on the first floor.
In a 7X Averex?
Pretty much.
Mace is on the list.
Mace is definitely top 50.
Mace is in my personal top 15.
I put Lupe on that list that I was naming for y'all. Mace, Lupe. Do y'all put Cam on there? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was one more. It was one more that I just remembered out the blue. I'm texting them to myself. I just want y'all to know I'm at 40.
You realize the listeners have no idea what we're talking about, but
I know. Just know that fucking
I know that you can't name.
Hey, this is me trying to name 50 rappers better than one person.
that happens to be a pretty good rapper.
I'm at 40.
And I think that list is full of.
And I didn't even count me.
I was going to say,
it's about seven. Get the fuck out of his on your list.
Nah, you be thinking that.
It is.
You know who don't get enough credit as a rapper besides McGruff?
Oh, wait. See?
McGruff is not on the list.
Okay, all right. Rest in peace.
Freeway don't get enough. Freeway. God damn, McGruff is dead. Rest in peace.
I can see that.
Fuck. Yeah, Freeway don't get enough credit as a rapper. No, and I hope he's doing well health-wise.
Yeah.
I hope all the rappers are doing well health wise. Let me say that.
I think, he did a couple events at Made in America that weekend. So that would tell me that he's up and moving.
Good. You know, us rappers now say this, now end, and y'all could prepare your sleeper songs as I say this.
Should we do Pac songs?
Rappers.
Piss Ice off?
No, I'm not doing sleeper Pac songs. All Pac songs are great. Oh, yeah, I could get Maul the fuck out of here, too, with that other Pac shit. I'm at 9 with that, too, Maul. But anyway, rappers, as we age, you know, in this industry full of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, it's important to take care of ourselves as we age. Because you're doing these shows and you pop these pills that fuck with your heart rate and your heartbeat. And then you're drinking and we're not paying attention to it. It's just important in your 30s to be very health conscious. Conscientious. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That is so weird coming from you.
Why? You see me? I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to cut back on sugar. I know Mac don't think so, but I am. I'm on my quit smoking binge. I just got to get on my workout shit. You got to start. I'm scared for my. I'm at the age where you got to go take your fucking prostate. Yeah. That moment that feared our whole lives. Yeah, I got.
Yo, you know what's funny? I don't know if it's true or not, but I saw something on Twitter that it was like a interview that I think that Shock G did with XXL, and he's. I don't know if it was fake or not. I hope it was.
Well, fake. Who's making a fake Shock G interview?
But he said, I knew Pac didn't plan on living long because I never saw him eat vegetables. I think that is the funniest shit in the world that you could say. I don't think somebody planned on living that long because I never seen him eat vegetables. Like, that just sounds like, I don't think Shock G said that.
I think Pac ate vegetables.
Well, no, it wasn't Shock G. It was Humpty. It was Humpty.
They're the same fucking person.
It is? Okay, well.
Yeah. Same guy.
Shock G, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Pac dated Nia Long. Pac fucking fucked Janet.
Do we know if Pac fucked Janet?
Wait, what does that have to do with
Let
vegetables?
Me just say that. I think that is a lot of, like, folk tales from back in the days that, like, a lot of rappers are, like, getting a lot of credit for.
Yeah, yeah.
That I don't think really happened. Nah. Yep. Put me on record. I don't think Pac fucked Janet.
I 100%
Jermaine Dupri did. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know if I'm putting that past.
Yeah, but JD smashed at a point where Janet wasn't, you know, she was. I mean, she's always going to be Janet, but Janet. It was like, yeah, but it was like, come on, back then, that Janet, I don't know.
Nah, I think Pac fucked Poetic Justice Janet.
The Mexican dude in the mailroom was Janet's husband. A lot of people don't know that. The Mexican dude that was in the mailroom on Poetic Justice that was getting into the argument with Pac and Joe Torre, that was Janet Jackson's husband in real life.
And that was Janet Jackson's side dude. playing the lead role.
I guess. I don't know, but that's crazy.
Well, people are on record. Nia Long is on record saying she fucked with Pac, right? I'm just saying Pac has dated some women that I don't think you could date without eating vegetables. that was my point. You're not dating Nia Long, my nigga, and not eating vegetables. You ate some vegetables.
Because Nia Long will definitely make you a home cook.
100%. She going to make some vegetables.
And it's going to be heavy on the greens.
You're not telling Nia Long, nah,
yeah,
I'm
eating,
cool.
Yeah, you eating her 100%
collards. Are eating the vegetables.
Yeah, you eating her collards.
Yeah, there's a list of people.
In Shock G's defense, maybe he wasn't invited to Nia Long and Pac's house for dinner.
In Shock G's defense, how many times are you around?
Somebody
eating?
To know.
I never want to hear in Shock G's defense. that's crazy. But wait, that was leading somewhere. Wait, what was we just talking about? Festivals? Fuck my baby! Damn it, I had a good one coming. All right, I don't remember it now. All right, yeah, I don't want to hear in Shock G's defense anymore.
Shock G's defense.
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all got your sleeper songs?
Yeah, let me get one ready. Where's the ox at?
Probably find one.
Maul Ben had his shit for like a week, man. You know, nah, let me see what I got in here. He was just unreleased.
I don't know what people have heard and what they have. An unreleased Prince record is wild. I don't know what people have heard, man.
Where is the offscore? Did we find it?
It's right here. You want to go first?
No, I don't want to go first. I have to check and see what's in my phone and what's not in my phone.
I'm gonna go just with the last record I played before I came here.
Damn it. Because my phone just lost all my good music. This is horrible. Let me see. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to try it.
All right. You guys remember Sampha? Who used to fuck with Drake?
Sampha the Son?
No. He was on Too
Much with Drake. Oh, yeah, of course, Sampha. Of course.
So he dropped his single a few days ago. It's pretty good. I like it.
Let's hear it.
My head. My heart was something drumming. No need to take from me. Don't throw the paint on me. I see the slick forming. I got lost astray. And as far as running away, I step up. I'm on the edge now. And they see me. And I need me.
To beat this guy's voice. Something is
it's fire but funny.
Yeah. He killed it. Hey. Oh, shit, he got backgrounds in the voice.
That's same for Blood on Me.
Rory tried to switch up his vibe this week.
You see it, right?
I am. I see how eclectic I am. Right.
You're going to get some eclectic shit off, boy.
Rory definitely does not wear.
Wait. So we went from no house. Socks in the crib. I think it went to no drawers. What article of clothing do I not wear now?
He doesn't wear. Like, Rory's picks, it's like.
Rory definitely has a cowboy hat on walking around the house. I could see some wild shit like that happening.
Yeah, let me see.
You guys heard of this guy, Michael Jackson, right? Well, he put a mixtape out. A lot of people don't know that.
I don't know if this is a sleeper EP. I haven't heard people talking about this record. It's been out for a minute, but I don't think enough people talk about it. It's the chick Dreezy. Are you familiar with her? Dreezy. Mm-hmm. She has a record with T-Pain called Close to You.
I haven't heard.
All right. All right, you got me so far. Yeah, I'm listening here.
We gotta do a T-Pain appreciation day one day.
This sounds hard.
It's a dope record.
Is your phone all the way up?
Hey.
Shit sound hard.
Yeah, they killed us. T-Pain kills us.
Damn, okay, the bass nigga is killing this. Turn this up, on.
It's up.
She better not fuck this up. When I met you.
Hate the way you battle, you I already feel like Pain's gonna get her the fuck out of here, though.
I wait for you, I gotta know,
I gotta know. Pain about to go.
Yeah, you gotta body this chick. This poor girl.
She sound good, though.
She killed her.
Hey, talk to me, baby.
You gotta play this with about 40 candles lit. You
ain't gotta worry. Luckily for me.
Yeah.
I have Joe already
can when he gets home
on my end table. And whenever you want me, you can hit me.
I be there in a minute, boy. I'm trying to get close to you. Hey, and the horns coming in? Yeah. We gotta wait for Pain. So let this wrap.
Yeah, we can't cut this off.
He coming up.
This is right up Joe Alley right here. Very well produced.
It's hard.
And arranged.
Pain. Did Pain produce it too?
I don't know. He might have. He kills the shit up.
Oh.
Yeah. Here comes Teddy Bender ass. I just want to make this a win-win, baby. So tell me, is your honor, is your end, baby? We might just end up sharing skin, babies. I am in Swiss, babe. I want to get close to you. Oh,
man. Yeah. We got to cut this off. He wildin'.
All right, more wins.
Yeah,
man, that's more wins. That's Dreezy and T-Pain, Close to You.
All right, we had two good records since we were horrible last week. Don't fuck it up, Joe.
Well, I don't have shit in my phone, man. It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yo, that was still one of the funniest Meek. Because they called him Rameek in it. They said, you know, Rameek, that's going to be a no for me, dog. After he put out the drink.
That's wild.
He called him Rameek.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Rameek, that's a no for me, dog.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Wait.
That's a wild way to let somebody down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be a no for me, dog.
That is funny. I said I was going to play some fucking Joe Budden shit at some point, but fuck that.
Play that, play something off Rage in the Machine, man.
No, fuck them niggas.
Oh, okay.
Go pre-order my shit. It's out.
Oh, we didn't even talk about how
Where's A-Rap Music at, man? Let's get A-Rap.
He started a tour.
Oh, he's on tour.
Yeah, because I went from seeing A-Rap every day to not see him at all.
Yeah, he started a tour, so he just hit the road. But he did the whole album. The album is hard. I keep listening to it. The Joe Budden fans
are mad
that it's not 90-minute fucking bars.
That motherfucker saw the track list in time, like 3 minutes.
Them niggas can suck my dick. I did all that fucking rapping and bar festing last time. Niggas ain't give two fucks. Fuck y'all. I'm going to be the only nigga out here just working dumb. Niggas just want me to work dumb. So I'm going back to my girl, Sinead Harnett. Some of you heard her because I did a sleeper song called If You Let Me It was a few weeks back. That started my good run of sleeper songs until Maul came with this fucking, his whole fucking encyclopedia of music over here. So I'm going back to her because I don't have but so many songs in my phone because Apple likes to just fuck with my phone. But this is called She Ain't Me. And this is Sinead Harnett yet again.
I like this record.
Shout out to her because I like her. I like her style.
We built these walls are still in water. Waste of time. You went ahead and made them crumble in just one night. I give, she takes. I bend, you break this love. But thank God, cause she's gonna give you more. She's gonna take the heat. So baby, I guess she's better.
It's a good comeback week for us. It's a good comeback week for us. Well, for last week.
Was our last week bad?
I think we was like we was like 0-4. I think everyone's shit was wet.
Yeah.
This is a good comeback. I like this week.
I like this girl, Sinead Harnett. And she's pretty active on Twitter. I just don't remember her Twitter handle at the moment, right this second. But shout out to her. I need that that song that you just played. I'm about to go busting ass.
Dreezy.
Yeah, that's happening.
Close to you.
Sorry, whoopsie. That's going down. 50 candles are getting lit shortly. Oh, man. So, yeah, I'll name this podcast later. Episode number 80. This has been great. I just want to make sure nothing is happening that we're missing coming soon.
I'm sure they'll remind us in the morning in my mentions.
Yeah, good point. All right. Fucktards and fuckettes. One.
Peace.